Now, I want to conclude here with what I believe is important to emphasize as we are going through these chapters. As some of you mentioned to me in previous weeks, and I'm sure it's quite obvious to those who are studying the chapters and reviewing them, beginning from chapter 41, the Alter Rebbe's style changed. And it changed in very apparent ways. I don't know how to say it and find the exact right words, but maybe you can say from chapter 41, the Alter Rebbe expresses himself in a much more emotional way, in a much more vulnerable way. The spiritual intensity and passion that characterizes the man and his perspective comes pouring out in a visible way, with much more intensity than in the previous chapters. I mean, if you look at his wording in chapter 42 about how one has to excavate the treasure chest of Yerushalayim, or the way how he describes Avos Olam in chapter 43, or the way he will discuss the various different levels of love in this chapter and earlier chapters, there is something that starts in chapter 41 that's not to be found in the earlier chapters. Even in the level of spiritual depth and the emotional experience of Yiddishkeit that Alter Rebbe starts discussing in 41 is different than in the previous chapter. In the previous chapters, the Alter Rebbe continuously deals with the struggles, with the animal soul, with the lusts, with the urges, with the instincts, with the passions, with the downers, with the depressions, the melancholy. The Alter Rebbe recognizes, acknowledges the animal in man in a very serious way, which is one of the unique elements of Tanya. In chapter 41, it seems like he's totally ignoring that element. You know, from chapter 41 and on, he takes you on a trip.
Maybe he matured and evolved to a certain extent as he went on in writing these chapters.
But it's certainly interesting. I mean, it's very noticeable. In the earlier chapters, there's also intense passion, but it's much more compressed within the words. You have to read it and reread it and reread it. And here, the Alter Rebbe allowed some of it to overflow, to come out. Now, the Tzemach Tzedek, the Alter Rebbe's grandson, once said that the Zayde, my grandfather, sat in prison for 53 days. Corresponding to the 53 chapters of the first section of Tanya, Likutei Amara. And the Tzemach Tzedek said that this was the price, one of the prices he paid for writing the 53 chapters of Tanya. Because every new light brings with it enormous opposition. And anybody who wants to be really successful in introducing the new light must be ready to pay a price. And Alter Rebbe, through the Tanya's real ambition was to bring God down from heaven back onto earth in a real way and in a deep way. And the result was, the Tzemach Tzedek said, enormous opposition. And personally, he paid a price. And one of the biggest prices, he says, those 53 days in prison, the Alter Rebbe suffered Yisurei Mavis, were his words. Yisurei Mavis means torture of the worst degree. And each day was the price he paid for one chapter he wrote. He sacrificed the soul, and the sacrifice was experienced in those days of prison. Now, in the writings of the Rebbes of Lubavitch, it's reported that the last 13 days of the Alter Rebbe in prison, the Alter Rebbe was imprisoned in the year 1796, after Sukkot, and was liberated on the 19th of Kislev. the final 13 days of his imprisonment in the capital of Russia then, St. Petersburg, and the Peter-Paul fortress, were the most difficult days. During those days, they tortured Alter Rebbe. It wasn't so much physically, it was emotionally. The Russian government and the Tsar set up a team, a panel of professors, ministers, educated men, nonetheless whose hearts was filled with anti-Semitism, and they interviewed Alter Rebbe, and they asked him some of the most difficult questions that touched the very fundamental ideas of Kabbalah and Chassidus. And it's a Tzemach Tzedek used to describe that when Alter Rebbe would hear the questions, and how they asked the questions, the coarse language in which they articulated themselves, it would tear his heart and he would go out and weep. But he was forced to explain it to them. And he was forced to explain to them in a way that they should understand it. And it was so emotionally difficult for him to see how they're tackling these issues, and he was forced to listen to their presentation and explain it, that their minds and their hearts should understand it. It was very difficult for him to contain. And the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe said this was the price he paid for writing the chapters 41 through 53. The last 13 chapters, he put himself out in an extraordinary way, and it's noticeable. To anybody who's sensitive and spiritually sensitive, he put himself out. He gave himself up. The Alter Rebbe in these chapters, if you can say, embedded an infinitely intense divine energy. He really wanted that a Jew learns these chapters should get a real taste of God. And these were the last 13 days in which he had to explain some of these concepts, which expressed his readiness to self-sacrifice his soul for these chapters. And Alter Rebbe's agenda and goal, I think, is obvious, was that when people, that his goal, his ambition was that Jews should learn these final 13 chapters, and I have to say that most Jews who learn Tanya don't reach these chapters. If they get up to 18, they're lucky. If you get through 20 and 21 and 22, you know, with the speech and the nullification of the speech, and there's no world and so on and so forth, you're very lucky. But once most people, they hit 36, 37, 38, 39, it's very difficult. It's just very difficult. It's very difficult. And most Chassidim or Jews or even scholars have not occupied themselves thoroughly with these final 13 chapters in Tanya, despite their unbelievable nature and quality. But I believe that as it's an entire Tanya, anybody who learns these chapters and learns them in a mature way and a sincere way, and reads them and rereads them and reads them again and reflects upon them, and he follows the instructions that Alter Rebbe articulates there, I believe that we ourselves will be astonished upon the results of such type of learning and such type of meditation. This is an example of what he said in Shklov. Tamur ru ki toiv Hashem, farzucht vetizen as the Rebbe is good. But you have to taste it. And when you taste it, you see it. But tasting it is not easy. You know, it's not like a steak or an ice cream or a piece of cheesecake. Tasting this is more difficult. Now, this starts with 41. But chapters 43, the second half of 43, till chapter 50, including chapter 50, is dedicated to love. It's all dedicated to love, basically. What's astonishing is the gradations and the colors and the shades that Alter Rebbe finds in love. Even the way he begins this chapter, Avas Rabba and Avas Olam come in infinite shapes. But there's one that includes all these categories. That a man should stand up and pour his heart out and dissect levels upon levels upon levels of experiences of love of Hashem tells you something. We, our whole life, we try to imagine, what does it mean to love Hashem? I mean, you know, a Jew loves Hashem, was in awe of Hashem. And here the Alter Rebbe It's like a science of godliness. And not just of godliness, of love of godliness. You know, if the love of your life is not snow, we all like snow, but it's not the love of our life, right? If the love of your life is not snow, you have one word for snow. Snow. But the Eskimos, they have, I believe, 70 names for snow. Because when snow is your life, you live with it, you breathe it, you grow up with it, you die with it. You recognize the nuances. This flake of snow ought not to be defined like that flake of snow. It's different. It needs a different name. The Alter Rebbe breathed Avos Hashem. Right? He breathed love of Hashem. So it's not just, you know, you love Hashem. This flake of snow has a different color, a different shape, a different nuance. So naturally, it was a natural flow of his consciousness, all of these levels, of the way he thought, the way he experienced it. But I say this, you know, I'm reading these chapters, I'm appearing them, we have to be sensitive to what goes on in these chapters. What's being played out in every single word. This is Kibrodi Shtadl. Alter Rebbe wanted that his father should come into the world. You know, that Hashem should come into the world. I'll conclude with a story, as usual. I just came across the story last week. I read it in an article of somebody who belongs to a family in Israel. Name of the family is Walensky and Walensky. And the family is descendants of a famous chassid of the Alter Rebbe whose name was Reb Aryeh. Reb Aryeh's father's name was Reb Gershon. Their father's name was Reb Feivel, and he was an old man. He had two sons. One was Reb Zalman, one was Reb Gershon. Reb Zalman was the chief rabbi of the Russian city of Bobruisk. He told them both, he said, you know, I'm an old man, but you guys are still young. Go to Lyazhn, go to the Alter Rebbe. So after the father died, both Reb Zalman and Reb Gershon went to the Alter Rebbe. But Reb Zalman remained a Mesnagid, and Reb Gershon became a Chassid. Gershon had two sons. The Alter Rebbe used to say on them, Ubnei Gershon, Livni Vashimi. One of them was Lev, very emotional, and one of them was Shimi, was an intellectual. He was a man of Shmi, of discerning, hearing, understanding. You'd say, Uvnei Gershon, Livni Vishimi. And Reb Aryeh was a very highly intellectual, well-educated man. And he knew languages, he was extremely cultured, a very people's person, a very skilled, talented human being. So once the Alter Rebbe sent him to the Senate, you know, the Russian government, under the Tsar, there was a Senate, a panel of ministers who, similar, I mean, we're dealing with a monarchy, but similar to the, you know, United States Senate, who would make the essential decisions as far as running the country. Now, Chassidus suffered a lot then. As we know, the Alter Rebbe's imprisonment almost killed Chassidus and Chassidim. And the major accusation against Chassidim and Chassidus is that it's a cult. And cults were forbidden in Russia. Religion was not forbidden. Religion they didn't define as a cult, but Chassidus was defined as a cult which is causing human beings to behave in an abnormal way. So once the Alter Rebbe sent Reb Aryeh to Petersburg to a specific minister who was a member of the Senate to defend Chassidus. So Reb Aryeh went into this minister. He had an appointment with him and he explained to him, you know, that Chassidus is part and parcel of Judaism and Chassidim are part and parcel of the Jewish community. And there's no real, this is Torah, this is the tradition of Torah, this was the essential tradition of Torah. He said the differences after everything said and done between the Chassidim and the Mesnagdim are minor. He said a few differences, for example, in the prayer book. The Mesnagdim say Ava Rabba, and the Chassidim say Ava Soilam. And the Mesnagdim say Shemeya Tfilis Yisrael, and the Chassidim say Kiyatu Shemeya Tfilis Kol Peh Berachem. So the minister says, Rabbi, he says, if you guys are not members of a cult, what is Chassidus? What is it? What did it come to the world for? If you're not a cult, what did it add? So Rabari, who as mentioned was a smart man, B'nai Gershon, leaving even Shimi, he was the Shimi. He tells the minister, he said, it's all an issue of temperament. It's an issue of temperament. So he says, what's the meaning of temperament? So he says, may I ask you a question, sir, your honor? Outside of the door is standing a general, and he's guarding your chamber, your honor's chamber. And when I had to walk into your honor's chamber, the general was the one who brought me in, because he's on a lower rank and a lower gradation of you. And he's the one who brought me in to your honor, to the minister's chamber. It's no doubt in my mind that the general is loyal to the Tsar with every fiber of his being. And he serves the Tsar with utmost loyalty. But it's also no doubt in my mind, Your Honor, that you, Minister, you're loyal to the Tsar with every bone of your being and with every part of your body and of your soul. And you serve him with your utmost loyalty. So what's the difference between the man at the door and you? What's the difference? You both dedicated heart and soul to the Tsar. So Rabbi Aryeh says, the difference is in temperament. Temperament. You're dedicated and he's dedicated. But the fire, the passion that's burning in your heart, that's unique for you. It's something that you have that he doesn't have. So Rabbi Aryeh said, and that's why Chassidus came to the world. Everybody's loyal to the Tsar. But to change the temperament, to create an awesome fire that should burn up the Jewish soul, that was the contribution of Chassidus to the world. He says, just like what makes you different than the general. Have a good night and a wonderful week. Dava Meiriv. Huh? The number is, I think, 118, no? Chapter 44. Yeah. 1 second, yeah. No, it's from 6 to 9.
That's the one.
Be careful, yeah. Why he says laying cats? The Chinuch laying cats. He wants to say it's laying cats. It's limitless.
Okay, so
he wants to say that you should know that there's literally limitless types of Ava Rabba and Ava Salem. Because every Jew has a different Ava Rabba and a different Ava Salem.
Everything is sublegal in the Kedah.
There is a gather. In Avraham and Avraham, there are an infinite amount.
Okay, fine.
Of course, they go into the category.
Then I call them the fish. I don't need to say in case and then. I don't need to say. I mean, what's the message?
I believe the message is that. I believe the message is there's no need to mimic anybody else. And it's not about mimicking anybody else. You know, there's your Avos Olam. There's your type of Avos Olam, and that's fine for you. That's what's expected from you, and that's what's needed. I think that's what he wants to say. In other words, besides the introduction to the next piece, he's trying to say this. You know, there's no one. This is Avos Olam. You know, everybody should look like this. Generally, the picture of Avos Olam he painted before, but in that picture, there are infinite colors and hues and shapes and dimensions. And it's important for a person to know that. There's an Avos Olam that's reserved for your heart and for your mind. There's an Avos Rabba that's reserved for your heart and for your mind. And it's going to look different, and it should look different than somebody else's. And if it looks the same, then it's not good. Then it's not your Avos Rabba and your Avos Olam. Because if it was yours, it would be different. Because your mind is unique and your heart is unique. If it was yours, it has to be different. It has to be distinct, individualistic. I mean, it's a powerful art. That's the whole problem with organized religion, of course. That's what Chassidus came to the world for. So when you read that, you right away say, oh, he's a halach is not important. So you right away add, Kedarki B'Kedush, Alter Rebbe doesn't allow that. You know, you right away say, oh, you know, he abolished the objectivity of religion, no more organized religion, whatever you feel like, you know, that's your God. He says, no. You know, Shulchan Aruch remains identical for every Jew, whatever his mood and whatever his experience and wherever his heart. But the relationship that energizes the Torah mitzvahs, the fuel of the Torah mitzvahs, the engine, the battery, the body of Yiddishkeit is the same body by everybody, but the soul of Yiddishkeit is different. I think that's what he wants to say and emphasize it.
What exactly is Moisif Bechina Madregas?
Why Bechinas and Madregas? Bechinas and Madregas are two in Yonim. It's not for now. It's a whole... Dr. Rebbe wrote, has a maimer explaining what's the difference between Bechina and Madregas. Bechina and Madregas are not the same. In other words, the bchina of something and the madrega of something are two different elements. But it's a whole sugya of nayatzma. Well, daven ma'ariv. You want to ask something?
I just want to remind you that question I sent you the email once.
With Rabbi Pinson, you. Mi huzav ezahu Hashem malay liboy lasais kain. I never saw. You want to know why he paraphrases that expression from Achashverosh, who's the one who decided to annihilate the Jewish people? I don't know. A far-fetched guess would be Achashverosh wants to know who's the one who had the audacity to say that he's going to make an end to the Jewish people. Now, who's the one who has the audacity to say that every Jew is capable of experiencing an emotion in which he's ready to give up his entire identity? Not just his body should die, but that his soul should die for the sake of Hashem. But I don't know, huh? Right. I don't know. Look, I didn't see it. I got. Yeah, what do you want to ask? Chapter 41?
Yeah.
Yeah. Before davening. You're asking what's the connection, why he says that before you put on the talus, you should contemplate the concept of Kabbalah Seil. So he brings the Zohar, because the Zohar explains that the concept of a talus encompasses the entire body, or most of the body. Spiritually, what that reflects is that a person is drawing down upon himself and covering himself with the yoke of Hashem, with Hashem's malchus, with Hashem's kingdom. Tefillin, for example, symbolizes something else. It's drawing down divine intellect into the person's life. Talus, which covers our totality, our mind and our heart and our torso and sometimes part of our legs, is our relationship with Hashem that transcends the individualistic characteristics of the soul. It's the concept of Kabbalah Seil. You accept upon yourself that Hashem is my king. On which part of me is he a king? On everything. He's a king of my mind, he's a king over my heart, and a king over my limbs, and a king over my arms, and over my legs, and over my knees, and over my stomach, and over my chest.
But it's also
yes.
Which is, doesn't really continues to be to supersede.
Because Kabbalah Seil Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalah Seil Malchus Shemayim doesn't affect the individual characteristics of your personality. No. Love and fear is not Kabbalah Seil. No, he's not talking about. No. Kabbalah Seil can produce Yira, but it's not synonymous. When you accept upon you. That's also true. Or conversely. But the concept of accepting upon yourself the yoke of heaven is that I have a master in my life. A servant is not a servant in his mind or in his heart. He's a servant absolutely, totally. Yeah. Bittle. You don't have to understand or permeate his idea. A king has an aloofness. That's what a king is. Aloof. Raimimus, yeah. A melech. He's makif in the sense. No, a melech doesn't. You don't have to understand a melech. It's not a teacher. A melech communicates. He's not like a teacher. He overwhelms the entire nation. His authority doesn't express itself in the individual identity of every one of the subjects. It's a general sovereignty that covers everybody alike, and it covers them in every aspect of their life. That's called makif. And that's what talus is. That's why you put on talus before tefillin. First Kabbalah Seil, and then you can work further. If you don't have a master, you can't work. You first have to say, I belong to God. Once you belong to God, then you go to the next step. Then you can put on tefillin, you can be mamshech meichin, chachma, bina, chesed, gvura. But the son has to be talus. Even though he explains your tefillin before talus. The Rebbe explains tefillin before talus.
But in this,
he specifies talus. Yeah, it's from the Zohar. The Zohar says, he says, Kamashe Kosov B'Zohar. I mentioned it then. The Zohar says that the concept of putting on a talus is drawing forth upon yourself the kingdom of heaven. That's it. Yeah. Maybe Nissan Mangel. Maybe Nissan Mangel. You know Nissan Mangel? He lectures in Adar. He used to lecture in Adar Teira, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe him. I have to think. I'm sure there's people. I mean, he knows these things well.
Because he also has got, he's got a baby, so he can walk 2-3 blocks on Shabbos.
I think maybe Nissan Mangel. Who else?
And in the area, like, he lives in Schenectady and Montgomery. You know, so far.
I don't know, I would have to think. Schenectady and Montgomery. I'm sure there's people.
Book, you know what?
Like book. I can ask somebody, but I don't know, I'm not familiar. I don't know. It's not about conservative. No. Zedak al Masachad, mi Yehudi. Tare that Zal Kalanasim, halacha b'chlal. La anecha l'shal v'ani agid l'cha.
To remind you, email you? Or
yeah, you have my email.
I think I should. I have like the list that every Thursday night you send something.
Yeah, you get that. So that email, yeah. Y.Y. Jacobson, yeah. Yeah. It's called the Pesfraga. Last week. Avabatanugim. Yeah.
It was a very strange. The Rosh Hashanah answered. He was trying to say that Avabatanugim,
like Dr. Rebbe says in the beginning of 44, that Avabatanugim, you know, comes in different shapes, and for Pesha the Balagala, for Pesha the coachman, it came in a very small and a minute form, but that was his Avabatanugim.
It's a very elevated level.
It's a very elevated level, but every Jew can sometimes get some of it. Something of it. I explained that Yosef put in his goblet into Binyamin's sack. You were here last week. And then he gave every Jew the potential to experience from time to time something of that intense level of Avabatanugim. That was Yosef's ordinary level.
So when the Rebbe said,
Vos.
Abbas.
I guess what? What?
I understand, but what did he mean when he was saying that's the explanation?
What he meant. Either he meant like what type of Avabatanugim is it? You know, what type of enjoyment is it already that he's enjoying chassidus? You know, what does he feel good about? You know, what is it?
Not understanding.
Right, is he really understanding it? Does he really get it? I think in addition to that, the Rebbe Rashab meant, what? Can he really define it? Like, that's part of the answer. In other words, can he really define what he's feeling? No, and that's Ava B'Tanugim. It could be the Vos is part of the explanation why it's Ava B'Tanugim. Because he doesn't know exactly what he's feeling. It's not like, I feel I am here and I need the Chassidus. It's like just a certain ecstasy. That's, I think, the real interpretation in the Rebbe Rashab's words. Like, Vos, Vos. What other asylum you can define? I'm looking for pleasure. I'm looking for the real thing. Right? Nafshi v'sicha you can define. I'm looking for my life, for my soul. Avar b'tanugim you can't define. What are you looking for? Because you're not looking.
So you're defining Avar
b'tanugim as Avar's Rabbah? Talter Rebbe does. Yeah. He says in Perek Mem Gimel, what I didn't make it up.
Because it defines a very high level of tzaddik as someone who can experience Avar.
And nonetheless, a Yid can have something of it sometimes. Not always, but sometimes. I think that's the real Vos that he meant. Vos is Vos, it has no definition. Ava b'tanugim doesn't have a definition. Definition is I am this, and this is what I'm looking for. Because there's no I. It's not I appreciate what I'm getting. There's no me to appreciate. I just dissolve in ecstasy. And that was the something of that feeling this coachman had. Chassidus just took him. You know, he was crazy about it. He just melted away in it. It wasn't a defined yearning, you know. I am I, and this is what I want in my life. You know, this is what I'm looking for. It's not about that. How about Tanugim? There's no you.
I remember Getzel, Rabashin. I don't know what his limited assist was, but he wouldn't move from the Rebbe. And he wouldn't even sit down until he was a very old man.
I remember. I remember.
Something,
yeah, I remember. Have a wonderful week. All the best. Masmachta.
Als een de macht wordt de koeige kabel, is er een klapte de koeige kaas, zo wordt ze de zaak, als we die weten. Omdat ik als dat zaak is, is het samengeschoven de vrienden zorgens.
En daarvoor is Abraham is goffe, meinst
du? Ja,
dat
is de macht bij eins is ja.
Avada.
Wie gaat het, als koeige kabel is het einde, is het een grootste van kabel. Ja, ik ben door.
Steht Lubasch, ligt het alsof je schmal. Schmal gewen am mede dicke Baltaiva.
Ja.
Und stacke bei ihm nicht gewen den in von Kasa sehr viel.
Ja.
Bei ihm ist gewen verkehrt. Jode bekel wie ab kelbei. Hat gemacht. Ist weiter. We depart. Rosenberg. Kennst du mich in der Bjöl auf meinem Dalet und meinem Hey? Aber Ari, der erste auf meinem Dalet habe ich allein gemacht. Ich darf von der zweite auf meinem Dalet. So steht durch sich, was der Gilk von ihr schmalen Neus, dass der Chesed und ungewohren. Als ich schmal verkehrt, hat man Spiel gewonnen und nicht gewonnen in Kass, hat gegeben als und nicht gewonnen. Ich hatte Tom mit Menschen, ich hatte gegeben eine Sache. Aber es ist gewähnt Klippe, weil es ist nicht gewähnt mit Bittl. Aber Jeschus kann sich sich ausdrücken in Taiwe und in Kass. Eise wird gewähnt geworden und bei Schmatz ist ausgedrückt das sei.
Mit Kass ist verbunden mit
The Yashes drink to chase in andere zaken. Darf sich nicht ausdrücken in Geive. Yashes kann sich ausdrücken. Ja.
Du meinst, ist Yashes mit Geive zwei besondere Sachen?
Nein. Kas ve Geive, sagt er.
Kas ve Geive meinte, a Geive muss sich verbinden mit Kas, a Samen Geive.
Das ist zwei Outlets für Yashes. Aber Yashes kann haben andere Outlets. Kann haben andere Zeneres. Ja, yeah, wat? Lauf Dafke. Ja. Ja. Het is niet zin de Baltijver is een Balgeiver. En niet zin de Balgeiver is een Baltijver. En wat? Van wat brengt het dan te hebben, meinst du? Was is dat niet gegeven in Tanja?
Ja.
Hij wil toch even zorgen met dat?
Ja.
Hij wil toch. Was is dat niet gegeven in Tanja, de Minion? In Efferschelke sagt er das, ein bisschen sagt er, ja, in Peter Gimmel. Er sagt, ich ruhe ihn auf, er sagt in Efferschelke, es ist ein Schemaier, meichen mit Middes. Ja, ich weiß nicht, ich kann mir das. Nein, das ist interessant. Bira Poshet ist, das ist das alt genommen von Rachav. Menschen verstehen. Der ganze Stückel und Tanja, das ist für Abchaim Vital, ja, das sind nicht seine eigenen Sachen. Von Efferschelke sagt er das nicht. Ich sage es da. Das ist aber Pashtes der Bier. Aber was in der Gehe meitig sein das? Er will doch Masbe sein am Menschen. Sonst wissen, dass der Nefesh Bahamas. Aber bei einem ist der Nefesh Bahamas, bei einem ist Gabrus Eish, bei zweiten ist Gabrus Ruach, bei dritten Maim, bei dritten Offen. Aber es alles kommt von Nefesh Bahamas. Wir sagen am Mensch, du fühlst doch die mit des Reues in dir, ja? Und der hat die Middes, und der hat andere Middes, und der darf haben wir Chamab mit die Middes. So, alles kommt von Nefesh Bahamas. Elamai, bei dir ist Nefesh Bahamas mehr Offer, und bei dir ist Nefesh Bahamas mehr Eish. Punkt wie bei Nevraim Gashmi. In Eish ist mehr bis Gablus, ich sehe da Eish. In Mayim ist mehr bis Gablus, ich sehe da Mayim. Hagamas Beide haben Beide. Ich sehe ich in Nefesh Bahamas. Ich sage, aber das will er sagen, was du sagst. Er will sagen, dass er da verschiedene Nefesh Bahamas sind, verschiedene Menschen, was mit verschiedenen Temperamenten tolle in de Mivne von der Yesedis. Also ich durch sich mal. Was ist das nicht gehen auf Weide? Was ist das nicht gehen auf Weide?
Das heißt, am Ende des Arbeit auf Mittels und ihm kommt aus, als David die Fenster Tafel, der Iker ist ein Arzt, der Engel ist, ist nur ein Buch, um zu fokus mehr auf die Sache, der Welt zu nutzen. Ich hätte ihn jetzt
an Deutschland. Nein. Nein, das ist ein Stoßus. Da vergängst du den Nefeshel Kiss. Da vergängst du den Tee von Klippers Neger, ich meine. Aber dann ist klar, ja, aber nicht, dass sie es mit Sacken. Ich glaube, Nefeshel Kiss ist ein Scheiß, ich glaube,
Leute schauen es alle.
Das macht man nicht.
Wo
Ah, das ist nicht ein Meach, Schadlow, das ist Lev, Schadlow, Lev.
Das heißt, er macht sich so total, es ist besser, als er
ausgibt. Das ist Lev, Schadlow, Lev. Der Emissary von Meach, Schadlow, Lev, der Tatsch, hat man kommen mit dem Lev.
Das
ist nicht der Emissary, ja. Als der Cheshbin von der Garmei, das ist doch nicht Meach. Was ist denn nicht Meach? Was ist das Meach? Aber es hat Dinn in Lev. In Perek Tess sagt er doch, Nefesh Abraham ist ja nicht Lev. Und Misham geht es zum Meach. Was ist Misham geht es zum Meach? Aber warte, nutzt er das Seichel, Meach Shalat. Aber das ist ein Lev-dicker Seichel. Meach ist gebunden zum Lev. Er ist ein Meach Shalat, Lev ist nicht Scheich in Nefesh Abraham. Er sucht doch sich, er sucht doch seine Teibes.
Das ist der
Uptat,
Meach
Shalat,
Lev meint Nijiv.
Aber warte, Emes.
Emes.
Was der Meach versteht, ist der Emes, ja. Hagama sich viel kann nicht. Das ist doch der Pshat. Es ist interessant. Pshat mit dem gelernt Perikit Beis ist kein gewissen was will ich meinen? Ja, die Inge Mann. Kein, ja, warum? Ein gewissen Erachayim in Parshas Acharei Meis schreibt der Erachayim als My goyim is not on my achshalat lo lev. Ze hebben een gebegidde gemeen. Ze hebben met z'n benen negen en ze hebben een goede narayes. Wees zich eens wat zijn meentpunt. Maar dan wisten ze wat zijn meent.
Die alle kailen was de mens niet, is afleefje van is. Tracht en tracht en poeier is afleefje
van is. De wushem zijn neutraal, ze zijn gerust. It's a silent time, it's not clear. No, but machshav is not a keyach. Machshav is a chalavush. Machshav is a dibur, maisa. What is maisa? Maisa is a zayv, that's his maisa. So, lekusa da Bahamas, tali vus chaltam ib manhat. Gegeben ist Dacke, wird es alle Wusch von Nefesh al-Kis. Also, ich schlage nehmen, es sind, wird es alle Wusch von Nefesh al-Bahamas. Also, ich sage, die Bur mit Machschave. Das ist wie der Guff. Was ist die Hand? Die Hand ist Nefesh al-Kis, die Nefesh al-Bahamas. Es ist beide. Die Nefesh al-Kis ist Malubisch in der Nefesh al-Bahamas. Die Nefesh al-Bahamas ist Malubisch in der Hand. Die Hand kann sein, alle Wusch von Nefesh al-Kis, aber alle Wusch von Nefesh al-Bahamas. Also, ich die Meise in Jad, in der Regel. Also, ich die Meul und die Zähne, ich meine alles. Yeah, but the Nefesh al-Kis is the Chmalubash in that. Yeah, good. The Keyach HaMaisa comes to Nefesh al-Bahamas.
The Keyach HaMaisa comes to Nefesh al-Bahamas. This is also a Saladish. But we should maybe have to say the poem of the Mezuk. The Hamtelik is a game to the
Kuberim. It is the Nefesh al-Bahamas. Avada. Ah, that's my idea.
Yeah, this is the Nefesh al-Bahamas.
Avada, yeah.
I feel the disciple of that.
Always. Machshava echi.
My Machshava is also
Nefesh al-Bahamas. Es sind doch kein Ingen in der Leben, was nicht an alle Nefasch ist. Man hat gerade ein paar Wochen zurück. Sie sagt er in Pelik mit Beis. Es sind doch kein Metzies, dass man so etwas tun an der Füllen, an der Trachten, an der Reden, was auch nicht an in alle Nefasch ist. When there's mispal for Nefesh al-Bahamas. The two steps with Nefesh al-Bahamas spelled us in
there.
Beide wegen. Und Nefesh al-Kis zum Nefesh al-Bahamas. And the Nefesh al-Bahamas filter bus is the spell of Nefesh al-Bahamas. Yeah. Lav nafke mahapach ob a sedir ton. The Nefesh al-Bahamas hat es gegeben. Sie hat es gegeben, nicht nur sie fühlt es. Shailen Tanyis ist in Pedeklam und Hey, sagt der Alte Rebbe, als für was darf man haben Mitzvahs bei Dibur und bei Meisa und nicht nur Machshava, weil Machshava rührt dann nur den Nefesh al-Kis. Und Dibur und Meisa, Machshava und Dibur rührt dann nur den Nefesh al-Kis und Meisa rührt dann den Nefesh al-Bahamas. In Pedeklam und Zayin sagt er, Meise und Debo rüten den Nefesh al-Bahamas. Machshava rüten den Nefesh al-Kis. Sehr schwer zu verstehen. Eine Sache, für was Machshava rüten den Nefesh al-Bahamas. Der Nefesh al-Chiyunis ist doch Mechaia dem Meyachich. Ich poste, das ist Alter Rebbe, es ist Mechadisch. Also der Nefesh al-Chiyunis ist doch Mechaia dem Meyach. Wieder in Lamed Hei sagt, der Debo ist Nefesh al-Kis und Lamed Zayin Nefesh al-Bahamas. Der Rebbe schreibt auf dem Vetzonach Iyung Tzas. Pedeklamet hey, schreibt er, wird zonnig in Gzaz mit Pedeklamet sein. Es ist der Mamesh. Es ist ein Biel teinet a Bier, a Geschmack a Bier. A Wadda machschau verirrt an Nefesh al-Bahamas. A Wadda. Und a Wadda ist diburirrt an Nefesh al-Bahamas. Doch nicht da, es ist doch so trachten. Der Nefesh al-Bahamas geht doch mit der Kirche zu trachten. Doch ihr Chayes. It's not unreden, it's not unreden. And them is Dibur Taka problem. It's a gate by the side. touch machshava. The inif machshava is trachten asechel. That's the touch machshava. Was trachst du? An amale mensch bemezet sitz me nisht um a chalem. Me trachten is l'shem trachten. Me trachten l'shem verstehen, ja. Das ist doch ein normaler Mensch. Ist beschein sich versteht Teire, weil das doch ein Segel von Nefesh al-Kis, oder verstehen al-Kus. Ja. Da hört sich, der Nefesh al-Bahamas ist ein Evid erworden zum Nefesh al-Kis. Darfst du trachten, hast du ein Brain. Besiegere nachher, in Ganeden ist ich das Segel al-Teire. Und ich mache schon was al-Teire, ohne Nefesh al-Bahamas. In a goof kann ich nicht trachten wegen dem Eberstein an einer Fischer Bahamas. Weil in a goof muss ich trachten mit a brain. Nicht wegen Ganeden. Darf ich haben a brain. Auf a brain darf ich haben a Fischer Bahamas. A Fischer Bahamas dient a technische Rolle in Elam Hase. Die selbe Sache in Ganeden darf ich die nicht haben. Echt, verstehst du? Meise doch ein anderes Wort. Was heißt Meise? Meise der Teich, du machst das Schinu in Gashmis Elam. Oder in Gashmis a goof. Ist doch Mais in Ganeden. Ist doch Mais in Ganeden. Alle Mai. Da bin ich mal lieber schon nach Guff. Da hab ich nach Guff. Nein. Mais meint Guff. Mais meint, ich tue etwas oder in der Welt, oder in mein Hand, oder in mein Fuß. Oder ich mache ein Schöne in Guff, oder ich mache ein Schöne in ein Tisch, oder in ein Stub, oder in ein Sidewalk, oder in ein Car. Ja. Also ich schocke mal Lulu, mache ich ein Schöne in ein Lulu. Also ich lege den Film, also ich gebe den Stock, aber ich, das ist doch das Heinz Mais. Ah, nein. Für was? Mach schon, ich will verstehen. Gedeh zu verstehen, darf ich trachten. Gedeh zu trachten, darf ich haben an Nefesh Bahamas. Meise ist Colin Janne den Nefesh Bahamas. Das ist der Nefesh Bahamas. Nein, es ist ein anderes Wort. Sagt der Trachten ist eine Experience von Nefesh Bahamas. Sie nutzt auf dem Nefesh Bahamas. Ist das nicht der Teil, man macht über den Nefesh Bahamas? Aber was machst du nicht über den Nefesh Bahamas? Weil das ist Kilo nicht. Gut, das ist Segel von Nefesh Bahamas. Man will doch mahapig sein, die Levushim von Nefesh Bahamas. Da ist mir nicht, dass ich mahapig die Levushim von Nefesh Bahamas. Das ist der Wort. Dibur hat beide in Janem. Dibur hat beide in Janem. Dibur, was ist Dibur? Periklam hat gesagt, es ist ein Nefesh al-Kis. Und Periklam hat gesagt, Akimus Fasav Havim Meis. Die Brüder Chech, ein Mensch plappt doch nicht. Von was redest du? Willst du gehen ausbringen an Gedenk? Ja, ist wieder dieselbe Meis. In Ganeden hat man nicht. Dort ist nicht ein Aguf. Dort ist, ich weiß, Ruch ist mir Sapre, so und so. Malachim sagen, ein Schirr. Bis man lieber ist ein Aguf, darf man sein durch ein Meul. Sein durch ein Meul, darf man haben ein Nefesh al-Bahamas. Nach so der alte Meister, wir bald da kimme was auf haben Meister in die Brüse echt an andere Dinge. Der klappt mit der Zähne. Ja, das ist der Klapp mit der Zähne. Das ist nach Schabamas. In Machshava kann man der Geig sagen, als er der klappt mit der Meier. Propon, das sag ich mir bei Helle, mir geweest. Wie man mit Lennon, das sag ich, ja. Kach, ja, Schleimar.
To order additional MP3 CDs, call Heichal Menachem at 718-633-1076 or visit us at www.chassidus.com. That is CHASSIDUS.com.